Well, there is no question that when it comes to influence and persuasion in digital marketing, no one, and I mean no one, commands more respect than Dr. Robert Cialdini. If you have never read his books, Influence and Persuasion, I swear you are missing so much in your digital marketing, not only as an influencer and an advertiser, but as just a great marketer. And that's why I'm so excited to invite you to a free webinar where he'll be sharing his latest insights on new e-commerce strategies. Now, alongside Dr. Cialdini, you'll learn from Bass Wilders and the authors of Reputation King, my buddies Scott Brandley and DJ Sprigg. Attendees will absolutely be able to understand exactly how to gain a competitive edge in the marketplace by leveraging online reputation management. Now, that's something that we haven't talked about here on this show all that much. And it's more reason for you to register for the webinar here, which is completely free over at reputationking.com/PT. So join us on April 18th from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific for you West Coasters by registering at reputationking.com/PT. Once again, that's reputationking.com/PT. Cialdini has been a huge influence on me, and I can't wait to see how his new e-commerce strategies resonate with you and how they affect your business in a positive way using reputation management. Make sure that you register for the April 18th free webinar at reputationking.com/PT.
We're definitely not the biggest podcast out there, but even at where we are now, the effects this has had on our business is really astronomical.
You're listening to Perpetual Traffic with Keith Krantz, Molly Pittman, and Ralph Burns.
Welcome to episode number 38 of Perpetual Traffic, and we've got Ralph, Molly, and myself back with you today. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing great.
Okay. Ralph and I were just together last week for a couple days in San Diego.
Sunny San Diego.
Nice weather out there. I've definitely missed the weather already. It's just pouring down rain out here in Seattle, but it's all good.
God, I miss it.
It's all good.
Yep.
We'll be down there again in a couple more weeks, and at least in LA and in Beverly Hills, in that war room. Today, we are going to be talking to you about what we talked about on stage at Traffic and Conversion. We've had a lot of questions about the podcast and about, you know, how we got it to the top of the charts and why we did the podcast and all these types of things. And we always get questions behind the scenes as well. So today we're going to talk about four steps to launching a podcast and driving it to the top of the charts and, more importantly, keeping it there. And we're going to give you case studies, kind of how we launched our podcast behind the scenes of how we did it, why we did it, how we continue to work on it, some of the mistakes that we made, some of the big leverage points that have really helped the podcast grow, and how it's helped all of our overall businesses in general.
Yeah, Keith, it's kind of meta. We're podcasting about podcasting, but I definitely think this episode is long overdue. You know, this is a big question that we get from you guys. How did you all launch Perpetual Traffic? You know, sort of what does your day-to-day look like? How do you, you know, keep it up there in the charts and keep the momentum rolling? And it's interesting how this sort of got started, you know. We aren't really podcasting experts at all. I mean, Keith is definitely the one that knows the most out of the three of us in terms of how all of this works. But this really happened on a whim. And within 2 to 3 weeks, we had launched this thing.
Well, it's crazy how it all started. Literally, once we decided to do it, we were, you know, up and running in like a month. But to get to that point, it's amazing how many things had to fall into place to end up having all three of us together and doing it the way we do it. I actually launched my own podcast about 3 years ago when I had basically no audience, and it was just a way to repurpose content. Did about 9 episodes or 10, and then I stopped because I wanted to do it differently. I started planning out a better way to do it, to really put more energy into making it really, really good. And I kept changing my mind on the style and the type of podcast. And Literally a year ago at Traffic and Conversion 2015, I asked Jamie Masters, formerly Jamie Tardy, the host of the Eventual Millionaire podcast, which is an awesome podcast, and she's been doing it for a long time, very connected, knows lots of people with successful podcasts, and she's advised lots of people. She advised John Lee Dumas and helped him launch his podcast, Entrepreneur on Fire. And we had lunch, and for about an hour and a half, and she gave me some incredible advice. She said, Keith, do something different. Don't do, you know, what everybody else out there is doing. Try to maybe see if you can do some like case study types of things. And she just gave me some really good advice to really not rush into it, do it, but put some pretty good thought into it. So then fast forward a few months later, and I'm down in Peru on a 10-day retreat for an Entrepreneur's Awakening retreat that Michael Kosteris puts on, which is an amazing event. And he does a couple of these a year at entrepreneursawakening.com. At that trip, there was 10 amazing entrepreneurs, and Mike Bledsoe and Doug Larson, two of the hosts of the show Barbells Shrugged, which is one of the biggest fitness podcasts in all of iTunes. It's actually the number one fitness podcast for a long time, and I'm not sure where they're at. They fluctuate in their rankings, and they are in the CrossFit space. And Mike and Doug are just awesome, awesome, genuine dudes, and they have three hosts on their show. And they were talking to me about how dynamic it is and how people enjoy it and the different characters of the different hosts. So while I'm in Peru, of course, I'm on this like visionary quest while I'm down there. And Ralph is actually in LA in Beverly Hills at the War Room event, the mastermind where Ryan Dice is at. And I get this idea after talking with these guys and thinking about this forever. And I text Ralph and I said, Ralph, what do you think about you and me and Molly Pittman joining together and doing this podcast? Because originally I was just going to be a solo host and interview people and do trainings. And he's like, dude, it sounds awesome. So he starts texting Molly. We had just started building a relationship up with Molly. And he asked Molly about it. And she's like, hey, you're in LA with Ryan. Why don't you ask him? I'm in. Let's do it. So Ralph goes up to Ryan and asks him. And Ralph had to jump off. He's not on right now. He had to jump off for this call. But Molly, you can kind of tell that story.
So Ralph came to me and he said, hey, would you be interested in doing this podcast about Facebook ads and paid advertising? I said, absolutely. And then Ralph's like, okay, let me go ask Ryan. It was kind of like, can I date your daughter sort of thing. But, you know, we talked with Ryan and decided that, you know, this would be a great topic to start a podcast about. And 2 to 3 weeks later, this thing was launched and in the new and noteworthy, I think we were number one in the business category on iTunes in like less than 8 hours. So what we did worked, and it did take a lot of work, but the strategy is really simple, and that's what we're going to share today. I think for anyone out there that's, you know, really wondering what the value of a podcast is, right? Because that was big for me. We're media buyers and we're always looking at return on investment. And when we're buying traffic, we want to make sure that we're making our money back. And podcasting is definitely a traffic source and it can be a good lead flow for your business. But I really think that the value of podcasting really goes back to the value first strategy that we've talked about throughout, you know, this entire podcast and really building a community and giving value. So if you're thinking about starting a podcast, definitely don't start a podcast as a way to start a business from scratch. Start a podcast because you have a message that you want to share and you want to give value to a community of people and really build a following. The business will come from that, I promise. If you guys hop over to digitalmarketer.com/podcast, you can actually download the slides here from this presentation that we're about to share, but you'll see a ton of testimonials here in the slides. Testimonials from digital marketer customers, Dominate Web Media customers, people that are saying, hey, I love the Perpetual Traffic podcast. And, you know, I either purchased a product because of it, or, you know, I'm a current customer and I stayed in this membership because of the podcast, right? Or I bought your book.
I'll read a couple of them and I'll jump in here because this is important. The reason why, and if you're sitting here listening right now, podcasting, it can be an epic way to build a long-term sustainable brand. It's similar to the reason why we talk about video ads a lot, and we've talked about it on this podcast, is because when I'm running traffic, I'm always trying to figure out ways that I can go out and I can get a high quality visitor, not just a cheap lead, okay? I want somebody in my world that wants to open my emails, that wants to show up on my webinars and wants to buy my products, okay? And so podcasting is a way to get people literally where you are in their ear, in their earbuds, while they're not at their computer in most cases, while they're not distracted by a ton of windows, okay? It's a way that you can build some super intimacy with your audience. And so it's an add-on. If I wouldn't have had my own products, okay, I wouldn't have reached out to Molly and said, hey, let's launch this podcast. So we're not sitting here recommending that you go out and launch a podcast to start a business around it, okay? You've got to have something that you're already passionate about, that you're already maybe selling, or eventually you know that you can sell, and then they work hand in hand. Like if you look at this, this is from Chris Oatley. Hey friends, I'm Chris. I worked at Disney and animation for a while before I quit to start my own online art school. Been loving the Perpetual Traffic podcast and joined Facebook Ads University last week. So good, Keith. Looking forward to getting to know as many of you as possible. Here's another one. After listening to your Perpetual Traffic podcast, I ran to Barnes & Noble to buy your book. Didn't know you were giving it away for free online. Read it in one day. It's truly awesome. So packed with info, but balanced with great stories. I'm about to start my ad campaign tomorrow. Wish me luck. And then there's tons more here.
Awesome.
Here's a post in the Digital Marketer Engage group from Amy Jo Berman. From what I learned on the Perpetual Traffic podcast, episode 4, I'm getting 1 cent video views on a video ad. How cool is that? The only way it could get better is if it were free. Thanks, Molly Pittman, Ralph Burns, and Keith Krantz. That turns somebody into a lifer.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about that before we got started with, you know, the 4-step process, because there's a lot of buzz around podcasts right now. And I definitely think it's a viable way to distribute content and engage with your users, especially because it is different than producing written blog content. You're in their earbuds once a week or however often you publish. And, you know, it's a different form of sharing content. It's a great way to reach, you know, cold traffic, people who have never heard of you before. I have customers all the time that say, yeah, I referred Perpetual Traffic to 10 of my friends. Podcasting is an easy medium to have people distribute your brand and your word because it's something that's familiar for, you know, everyone. It spans across, you know, many, many different markets. But it's also a way to continue to engage with people who have already purchased from you, right? People who have already purchased your products. And like Keith said, it'll help turn them into a lifer. Just so you guys know the background of this podcast, honestly, you know, Keith, this is probably my favorite part of the week. So if you are really passionate about something and you want to get your message out there, I highly encourage you, you know, sync up with like-minded people that you want to work with. And I promise it's not only good for your business, but it's also a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have a great time. It's so fun.
Yeah.
A lot of laughs.
A lot of laughs. Cool. So yeah, we'll get started with this 4-step process. 4 steps to launching your podcast, getting it to the top of the charts, and keeping it there. So let's start with step one, right?
Let's do it.
So again, if you want to follow along with the slides, head over to digitalmarketer.com/podcast, and you can follow along and see all of the screenshots. So step one, the first thing that you really have to do when you're getting started is to define your concept and your style. It's really important. If you think about it and you listen to a lot of different podcasts, you'll notice that the really successful ones are consistent in their concept. They're consistent in their style. And you can tell that this person really sat back before they launched the podcast and thought, what's my concept? Like, how am I going to be consistent? What's unique about my podcast? And just to give you some examples of different styles that we see out there in podcasting, a lot of people are doing the interview style. So every episode is an interview with a guest. If you're looking at the slides, you'll see an example of a podcast called I'll Drink to That. It's all about wine. And Levi, And every episode, he interviews another wine connoisseur, right? And the episodes are named, you know, whoever the guest's name is. So his style and his concept is interview. And I think that's probably the most common podcast style out there. And I think that it's definitely a great way to go if you establish that first and foremost. But really think about your business and what you're trying to sell in the end. And think about if you are going to need some episodes where it's just you teaching. Another example of a style, this one was cool. Keith, I sent this over to you. It's called the Meat Eater Podcast. And the host, Steven, he's a big outdoorsman, right? So every episode is a different location, right? So the screenshot I'm looking at, Las Vegas, Scottsdale, you know, he's all over the place. So every episode is a different city that he went to, and he went hunting, fishing, and then he shared his story, right? So that's a consistent style. Listeners know that every episode is going to be a different location. Really cool. Other podcasts are more storytelling, right? So think about Serial, one of the most popular podcasts to date. It's a story. Every episode plays off of the last episode. And we know that there's, you know, sequence. You have to listen to the first one to listen to the second, right? To follow along with the story.
And you can take storytelling and try to learn from these types of podcasts where you can implement that in any subtle way within your own
Absolutely.
Show, which we'll talk about in a second too.
Another style is more teaching based, right? So Coffee Break Spanish, a really successful podcast, they're teaching you the Spanish language, right? So they're using different episodes to teach you how to speak Spanish. So, you know, looking back at these different styles, and there are a lot of different, you know, types of podcasts, we really went for a mix. And a lot of that came from Barbell Shrugged, the guys that Keith met up with in Peru. And they were doing more of a teaching, interview, case study mix. And that's really what we went with for Perpetual Traffic, because the ultimate goal of this podcast is we hope that people purchase our resources and our, you know, education materials to learn how to do this stuff more in depth. So we realized that we needed to have that teaching aspect, right? A lot of episodes are just the three of us on here teaching you how to run paid traffic. We also wanted to bring in the interview style and the case study style so that we could bring on experts and so that we could highlight other people and customers that are really doing this stuff and having success in their business. And a lot of that goes back to making sure that the listener has someone to relate to. So, you know, just to give you a few examples there, step one is really before you go and just record a bunch of episodes and you're, you know, ready to launch, think about what is my concept? What's the style of this thing? Because you can't go back and redo it really, right? Like this isn't a blog where it's easy to delete. People find a podcast and they usually start listening from episode one. So really make sure that you know what your vision is for this thing before you launch. And it's really just about making sure it's in line with your business, but that it's also entertaining and that you're giving people content and you're really talking about something that people want to listen to.
Right, right. And just see what you can learn from these different styles. You don't have to specifically, you know, replicate one style. It's the same thing when we teach traffic strategies and Facebook ads. Take what we teach and figure out a way that you can adjust that a bit for your brand. And that's what we did with the podcast.
Absolutely.
We took a little bit of everything. If you listen, even like the first six episodes, we had a lot of the storytelling and teasing and pulling audio clips from future episodes, just like they do in the startup and Serial and any great series that you see on TV. But we didn't really continue doing that a whole lot. We still do once in a while, but this is not our core main business for us. This is just, like we talked about, this is something that we add on to everything that we're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, if we spent 10 hours a week more, each of us, this thing would be even more epic. But you know what?
Absolutely.
We're getting it done. Ready, fire, aim.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So really the key was step one, establish a vision, figure out, you know, how am I going to be consistent? What's the style of the podcast? And just be really intentional about selecting hosts and making sure that you have something to talk about on this podcast to keep people listening. So step two is to record three pillar episodes. This is really important. We suggest launching with three episodes when you first launch. And you really have to think about these three episodes as the foundation of your podcast. And there are a few reasons for that. One is, you know, they're great to reference back to in future episodes. Our first three episodes are the most downloaded by far. And the reason for that, there are a few reasons, but a big reason for that is that we reference back to those episodes frequently. They're the foundation. That's when we explained, here's the traffic system that we use to acquire customers, right? Here's the future of paid traffic. It's really the foundation of what this thing has been built from. So really making sure that you record three episodes that are solid and that you can refer back to. iTunes loves to see people listening to an episode, going back and downloading another episode, right? The consistency, making sure that you can get people to download more than one. Pillar posts also keep you from repeating yourself, right? So instead of saying, oh, and the traffic system, and then taking 5 minutes to explain it, I can always just refer back to episode two. If you are already creating blog content or any sort of content in your market, really look at what are my most popular blog posts, right? Or what are my most popular pieces of content? What are those pillar pieces of content that my market or my audience really resonates with? And if you think about that, those are good places to start. So our three pillar episodes were, you know, episode one, the future of paid traffic, episode two, acquiring customers one pixel at a time, and episode three, Facebook video ad game plan. And those are episodes we always refer back to. And we spent a lot of time recording and crafting those episodes because we knew these are the first impression, right? We're launching. And if people listen to these and they don't find value and they don't enjoy these episodes, then they're not going to continue to listen. So make sure you launch with three quality episodes that are foundational pieces in your market that will really impress your audience, but will also, you know, really be the legs of your podcast moving forward.
And a lot of people will, because of the way the podcasting works, which is another reason it's so awesome because of the stick rate is, you know, people subscribe and then all the episodes are normally downloaded into their phone. And so a lot of people will just go back to those first episodes, even if you're not referring back to those. So it's another reason why you want to try to plan that part out and do it right. Now, realize this, you don't want to like wait too long and stall to get it absolutely perfect, because guess what? You can edit, you can go back. Even if it's the same content, but you want to like polish it up a little bit, like maybe a couple months down the road, you can. If you want to edit something up to, you know, polish it up a little bit, you can do that. So you don't want to wait too long to do it. But just, you know, understand that. And if you add another pillar episode, we refer back to episodes that we did a month ago because it works out great.
Absolutely.
And if you don't know what the best content, the most popular content is for you, go to buzzsumo.com and Google Keyword Tool. Those two tools right there will tell you what's the most popular and also what people are searching for the most.
Great tip. So step two, create three really solid pillar episodes that you're going to launch with. So the first day that you launch, you'll have all three episodes loaded to iTunes. So step three is to launch with a contest. So this is really what allowed us to hit number one in business, to hit new and noteworthy and stay there for 8 weeks. Really what allowed us to do all of that was this contest. And it's really important because you can only launch one time. So again, being very intentional with the first few days of your launch. And I promise you, if you follow these instructions, you really should see great results. And it all came back to this contest. Again, if you are looking at the slides, you will see the web pages that we used to launch this podcast. And it was really, really simple. So when you first launch, you want to create a bunch of momentum. You want to create a big buzz. And you really want people to go to your podcast, subscribe, download the first three episodes, and to leave a positive review. This shows iTunes, hey, this thing is popular. This thing is great. We should really move this podcast up in the charts, right? So when we first launched, we created a contest that gave away tickets to our annual event, Traffic and Conversion Summit. Now, we were lucky because we already had an audience at Digital Marketer and Dominate Web Media that we could go to really say, hey, get behind us and please help us launch this thing. Help us get to the top of the charts. Even if you don't have that audience, it's okay. You can still use a contest and run paid ads or partner with other people in your market to help you really distribute this message and distribute this contest. So what we did, we gave away two tickets to our annual event, which is something that our people really wanted. It's also something that isn't going to appeal to people outside of your market, because you want the people that subscribe to this podcast and leave a review to actually be qualified and be interested. So when you're selecting your giveaway, don't do a laptop, right? Or an iPad. Really select something that your market would want. You know, if you're in the sewing market, a really nice sewing machine would be a great gift. So make sure you're qualifying your market and you select a gift that would really appeal to this group. If you Google lead pages podcast contest, you'll find a lead pages template that we used. And it was really simple. It took us like 15 minutes to set this up. And it just says perpetual traffic podcast giveaway. Two perpetual traffic podcast subscribers will win one ticket each to Traffic and Conversion Summit 2016. Here's how to get entered. Step one, subscribe to the Perpetual Traffic Podcast on iTunes. Step two, rate and review the Perpetual Traffic Podcast. Give us your honest feedback. And step three, enter into the contest. So they gave us their email address so that we could contact them if they won the tickets. So it was really simple. There's a video that you see here if you're looking at the slides. I just hopped in front of the camera. It's a 2-minute video. And I said, hey, thanks for clicking. We're launching a new podcast here at Digital Marketer. I would love for you to not only subscribe, leave us a review, but also please, you know, enter to win a free ticket to Traffic and Conversion Summit. It was that simple. The first day, like I said, we were number one in business. We hit new and noteworthy. And, you know, it really all came back to this contest. And I can't really emphasize how important it is to, you know, call on your community. If you've already built a community in your market, be honest with them. Say, hey, I'm really excited to announce this podcast. I have this contest. Please enter to win. Please share with your friends. We distributed the content via email, via paid ads, organic social media, really wherever we could find our audience. If you don't have that audience built, it's totally okay. Back to the sewing example, right? Even if people don't know your brand, if you're giving away a free sewing machine and, you know, they're interested in sewing, they're most likely going to enter your contest and subscribe to your podcast in hopes of winning that sewing machine. So even if you don't have owned media, we highly suggest using a contest to launch. Ask your friends to share the contest. Contact big media properties in your market and see if they'll share your contest. It never hurts to ask. So just a few takeaways from step three, which is really important. Again, guys, you can't go back and relaunch the podcast. So you want to make sure you really come out with a bunch of momentum so that you can hit the top of the charts.
And I did the same exact thing for Dominate Web Media. It was basically a duplicate of the page that Molly just talked about. And I made my own video and we gave away a free one-on-one consultation instead of tickets to an event.
Yep.
Boom.
Easy. So we ran the contest for 2 weeks. We asked people to subscribe or leave a review. We distributed the contest to our owned media. We also ran ads to cold traffic. Don't forget, you can partner with people in your market that already have an existing audience and ask them to share your podcast and your contest. And really here, the goal is to create as much buzz as possible so that you can hit the top of the charts and so that you can hit new and noteworthy. Awesome. So now that we've launched the podcast, we have a buzz, you know, we have this momentum. Step four is all about continuing to generate that buzz, right?
Yeah. Like when we were at, Podcast Movement, we had a very well-known kind of guru in the podcasting world, you know, tell us that we'll hit new and noteworthy for sure, probably just because of the audience and stuff, and it's new and most people do. But that only lasts 8 weeks. The new and noteworthy goes away. You can only be in there for 8 weeks after you launch a podcast. And so, you know, he kind of said, you know, good luck staying, you know, in the top 20 or so in, you know, in business and business marketing and management after that. And then the crazy thing is our rankings, you know, besides that first day, we hit number one in overall business. And then we were in the top 10 in overall business for the next couple of days. But after that first, you know, 3 or 4 days or so, our rankings in general, they fluctuate throughout the week, which Molly will talk about because of the velocity and the volume downloads as we get new episodes. But our downloads, they did not drop off after 8 weeks. They continued, right. Which is important. And that's what she's going to talk about now.
Absolutely. So as important as the launch was, continuing to generate this buzz is important, right? You can't just launch this thing and then leave it sitting. It is a lot of work, but it definitely pays off. So a few things that we've done to really continue to generate this buzz week over week. We're 6 months in now. We have 430,000 downloads. We've published 37 episodes. That's about 11,000 downloads a piece. We're definitely not the biggest podcast out there, but even at where we are now, the effects this has had on our business is really astronomical. And, you know, we know that we can only get better.
Yeah. And even if your downloads are 100 downloads per episode, think about that. Okay. What is the power of one? Brendon Burchard talked about this in a great talk, and his whole talk was about the power of one. People stressing out because they're not getting enough views on their videos. Just think about that person listening to your episode for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or whatever. Those people are your people, okay? They're going to be your lifers. Don't, yes. Do not devalue the value of just a few dozen downloads.
Exactly. It's the quality of the listener is really the most important part here. But a few things that we've done to really continue this buzz and to generate downloads, we created a distribution schedule. And at first, we made a mistake. So we were publishing the episode to iTunes on a Tuesday, and we were also distributing that episode via email, social media, and ads on that same day. Well, iTunes isn't looking for, you know, big peaks, right? They want to see consistency in your downloads. And so we made a mistake by distributing the new episode each week on one day and really just seeing this giant peak and then not much the rest of the week. We weren't using the right approach here. So we started to really diversify our distribution schedule. So now an episode will go live on Tuesday. We mail to our email list on Thursday to tell them about the new episode. And then throughout the week, we're consistently distributing the new episode and the old episodes. We're recycling all of the episodes on social media via ads. We'll include email banners and random emails that we send to our list. So really the key with the distribution schedule is to be consistent in the day that you publish. We publish once a week. If you publish every day, that's okay. But be really consistent for your listeners. Really think about your distribution schedule. I'm publishing this day, but what am I doing the other days of the week to make sure I'm getting consistent downloads on this episode? Again, if you don't have owned media, that's totally fine. Head back to digitalmarketer.com/podcast and slides 46 and 47, you'll see examples of ads that we run all the time to cold traffic to raise awareness and downloads for our podcast. The first ad that you see on slide 46 is pretty broad. It's a carousel ad on Facebook, and it says, you know, hey, want to learn how we created this ad? Click below to listen to our new podcast. And it says perpetual traffic throughout the carousel ad. We also take specific episodes like 7 ways to use paid traffic to grow your local business, episode 28, and we will target local business owners on Facebook, right? So using these niche episodes to really bring in new visitors. Again, it's really all about being consistent in your distribution while also diversifying your distribution. A few other tips for, you know, keeping those subscribers and download numbers high after you launch is to create mini series, right? So you'll see a few 2 or 3 part episodes here in within our podcast. And what that does is it really leaves people hanging, right? It makes them want to come back next week. A big reason why Serial is such a popular podcast. You couldn't wait for the next part of the story to release, right? So doing mini series is a great way to get people to come back to listen to the rest of the previous episode. You can also invite guests on that will distribute, you know, the podcast episode to their audience. So, you know, a great way to bring people on, interview them, or have them share their story, and then have them share the episode with their audience. Another tip is to continue to refer to past episodes, right? Again, really creating this consistency and keeping downloads high on your older episodes. We're continuously referencing back to episodes that flesh out a topic that we're currently discussing. And then the last tip that I have is to really breadcrumb future episodes. This is where planning becomes really important. But if you know what's going to be on a future episode, it's great to include a little teaser or to reference that future episode when you're recording so that, you know, people get excited and they're looking forward to downloading your podcast in the future.
Here's a little breadcrumb for you. Stay tuned for a future episode where we're going to be talking about a new strategy that we're going to use to promote this podcast. It's going to be pretty epic. It has to do with a video ad and some audio clips.
How's that for a breadcrumb?
It's something that you haven't seen anybody else out there do.
Awesome. So that's our 4-step strategy. You will see a lot more from us in terms of content on podcasting this year. This was a presentation we gave at Traffic and Conversion Summit, a simple 4-step process, but we will flesh this out and we will be releasing more content on podcasting because, like I said, this is my favorite part of the week. And, you know, I want to see as many of you guys create podcasts and really give value to your audience as possible. So just to recap the 4 steps, the first is to really decide on your vision and your concept and your style so that you can maintain consistency and really have a branded podcast. The second is to record 3 pillar episodes. You're going to launch with those 3 episodes. The third is to launch with a contest, right? And choose a prize that qualifies your audience, something that your market would really want. This is how you're going to get all of those subscribers and reviews and downloads right off the bat. And then the fourth is to continue to generate a buzz, right? Don't just stop with the launch. And a lot of that comes down to being consistent, creating a distribution schedule that ensures that you're diversifying your downloads throughout the week.
Don't feel like you have to be cookie cutter exactly like somebody else that's having a successful podcast. Take bits and pieces and do what feels most natural to you, and it will serve your audience best.
Absolutely. And feel free to, again, hop over to digitalmarketer.com/podcast, download these slides so that you can get a visual and so that you have all of this content. And I look forward to seeing you guys launch some successful shows.
Love it. All right. Great stuff, Molly. I love it. I hope that was a lot of value for you. And we can't wait to talk to you next week on the next episode.
You've been listening to Perpetual Traffic with Keith Krantz, Molly Pittman, and Ralph Burns. For more information and to get the resources mentioned in this episode, visit digitalmarketer.com/podcast. Thank you for listening.
John Moran here. Q1 is closing and it probably didn't go as well as you'd hoped. I'm sure your agency is telling you that they crushed it, but in reality, it probably crushed you. If your agency isn't on the same page as you, or if there's something wrong but you can't quite put your finger on what, go to tier11.com/apply, that's tier11.com/apply, and we'll get set up on a call to show you a better way to look at your business, not just metrics that make agencies look good.